Next case for argument, United States versus Duncan, Ms. Perkins.
Thank you. May it please the court, Elizabeth Perkins of Quarrelsome Brady for defendant appellate Joseph Duncan. Mr. Duncan should be granted a new trial because evidence of an irrelevant, uncharged robbery, which should have been excluded, tainted his trial. This uncharged robbery was used for the impermissible purpose of casting Mr. Duncan.
Well, I mean, really, he presents this cockeyed coercion defense, and the 1998 robbery is the decisive refutation. So it seems to me if he's going to argue coercion, I don't see how he could keep that 1998 incident out. It shows the coercion defense is completely baseless.
Your Honor, I disagree in that there wasn't anything particular about the 1998 robbery that tended to negate the coercion
defense. Well, how
is he
being coerced over a five-year period? I don't understand. Well, what sense does that make? That's ridiculous.
Mr. Duncan
couldn't go to the police over the 5 years. And
Mr. Duncan's defense was that as a drug user who is a homosexual, he was repeatedly coerced on a regular basis.
Why was his being a homosexual make him peculiarly susceptible to coercion? He's not arguing he's being blackmailed.
His argument was that they pick on him because he's a homosexual. And that because he was slight and effeminate, that he was someone who got bullied a lot. And in the 1990s...
Why are these people who pick on him? Why does he associate with these people?
Your Honor, I would submit that he was a drug user, and he did spend time with unsavory characters, but
it's kind of like being appointed to represent an unsavory character. You're stuck with them, yeah.
In a sense. The problem is that the 1998 robbery didn't add anything to what had occurred at the robberies themselves. The fact that he didn't...
So is your proposition that a homosexual drug addicts are kind of systematically persecuted by these tough guys in the drug trade? Is that the... I haven't heard that before.
I'm not contending that there is systematic persecution. And instead that in Mr. Duncan's case, he was someone who was vulnerable to coercion.
When I read your brief, I thought your beef was that the disadvantage to your client overwhelmed the probative value of the case, even if it was that was the mistake made in the court level.
I think that's the heart of the error,
yeah.
And that's where the harm really is.
Even if it could have come in, its probative value was not as strong as its devastating effect on the defense itself.
And that is precisely...
Well, that's a legitimate argument. You got to stick with that one instead of worrying about whether it was homosexual or...
Thank you, Your Honor. To the extent there was any probative value of this 1998 crime...
It was a tremendous probative value, didn't it?
I believe...
It was the decisive refutation. It made his coercion defense, already absurd, seem completely ridiculous.
The evidence tended to show that Mr. Duncan was coerced in the 1998 robbery. He was with another individual who accompanied him, who was watching him the entire time, as was the case in the...
What's this about his mother, that they were going to rub out his mother or something? Had they kidnapped his mother? What was going on? How did the mother figure in this?
I don't believe that the evidence that his, with regards to his mother, his brother, or other individuals, it was sort of a part of his excitement and perhaps may have been confabulation. But I don't think that that really would distract from the fact that the evidence showed that he was watched in each instance, and he was accompanied by another individual who walked into the bank with him, walked out of the bank with him, and in one instance even had to give the okay to the note that he was submitting. There was substantial...
Well, suppose he'd said to the teller when he gave her the note, I'd like you to call the police because, you know, I'm being forced to do this or something like that. There was an armed guard there in the bank. I don't... It seems so implausible.
It may be that he may have had an opportunity to do that, but the 1998 robbery really didn't add to...
Well, it shows he's a bank robber. He's a bank robber, so that does definitely weaken his coercion defense.
Unfortunately, it does show in an impermissible way.
Well, I don't know why. I don't get that.
The fact that the government...
What if you say, I only rob banks when I'm being coerced? And then the government shows, no, you rob banks on other occasions also. Why isn't that perfectly appropriate refutation? I don't understand. He made an issue of his, you know, of why he robs banks.
And the evidence of the 1998 robbery didn't do enough to negate that.
You're saying the 98 robbery, he was also coerced?
In the evidence of the 1998 robbery, as with the charged robberies, tended to show that there was another individual who accompanied him, who watched him.
But it cannot be that this person spends 5 years committing bank robberies because he's being coerced. I mean, that can't be right, because during the 5 years, there would be opportunities for him to go to the police and turn in all these imaginary thugs, you know, Big Ripple and these other people, right? So it can't be. It just doesn't make any sense.
When the evidence went in, did he say that he was coerced in that first bank robbery? Did he say that?
He did.
He said that he was coerced all the time.
That's exactly what he said. He said that they make me do it, they make me do it all the time.
It's a question of whether they believed him or didn't believe him.
Correct. Yeah. But unfortunately, adding the...
I get coerced a lot is what you're complaining about. Then,
and that is exactly what he's complaining about. But unfortunately, the way that the government used the 1998 robbery was to prejudice the jury, to taint the jury. They repeatedly...
Absolutely. Everything the government does is to prejudice the jury at our side. Everything the defendant does is to prejudice the jury on his side, and that you have to accept. But just, it's a question of whether it's unduly prejudicial or if it does have probative value, and that's the only issue before you on this one. Was it unduly prejudicial? Because since he raises the issue of coercion, they've got a right to show he did it. And he has to then fall back and say, I was coerced then, too. But that's, you know, the nature of the defense.
And
you ought to save the rest for rebuttal.
I'll save the rest for rebuttal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Perkins. Mr. Gerland?
May it please the Court, Michael Gerland on behalf of the United States. It's the position of the government, Your Honors, that the district court properly admitted the 404B evidence and did not abuse its discretion. In this case, where the defendant admitted his presence at the bank, admitted his role in the offense, and only contested and put in issue his intent.
What was the nature of the evidence, the 404B evidence?
The nature of the 404B evidence was testimony from two witnesses, as well as a photo of defendant committing the robbery
at the
teller station. And descriptions from the witnesses of what the defendant did during the commission of the crime.
Had he been arrested for that robbery?
No.
98?
Had he been caught?
No.
That's why he wasn't arrested.
Yes.
Follows is the night to day.
The coercion defense was fatally flawed from the beginning. I think, as the record makes clear, it's a bit absurd that someone would kidnap someone's mother, put their brother, who's a state representative, at gunpoint in order to get several hundred dollars from a bank. But putting that aside, defendant did make the claim. The 404B evidence went directly to addressing what he put in issue, which was whether or not he had been forced over this period of time to commit robberies, and I think it proved quite clearly that he wasn't. With regard to the issue of prejudice, for lack of a better term, we have sort of a rose situation. Defendant was charged with multiple bank robberies. The admission of evidence about another robbery, I submit, did not have an unfair, prejudicial impact. Moreover, the charged robberies contained much more aggressive behavior. There were not only threats in the demand notes, but verbal threats were made in the February robbery. Something was pointed at the teller that, according to that witness, appeared to be the nozzle of a gun. And none of that type of detail existed in the earlier robbery or came out. So I submit that there was no prejudice. And if the court doesn't have any more questions, I would ask that you affirm the conviction.
Thank you very much, Mr. Garland. Ms. Perkins, how much time does she have? 2 minutes? Anything further?
Thank you. In response to the government's assertion that there wasn't any undue prejudicial effect, I believe the intention was for specifically hammered over and over a theme of an improper improper prejudice to try to emphasize the fear that this teller, Rebecca Babcock, felt. Government, in its opening, state the huge reason why this robbery was important was because Duncan chose this young teller, chose to threaten her, and that purportedly showed that she was not
What coerced. Happened on a cross-examination of the witnesses, of the two witnesses relating to the 98 events? What questions were asked, you know?
I don't recall specifically. I don't think that trial counsel drew attention to the young teller's fear, but I think that the government's intention.
Well, not necessarily her fear, but I think she testified that there was another individual in the lobby or in the back of the room, didn't she?
She testified regarding a conversation that Mr. Duncan had with another individual, and on cross-examination, trial counsel did elicit testimony regarding the fact that he was watching the defendant the entire time, that he left with the defendant and entered with the defendant.
But that cut both ways, because apparently he said that your client told the other guy to quit doing something and the guy stopped, right?
Correct, but that... I don't believe that tended to show he was not coerced. The government's contention is that this so-called snappy comment shows that he was the ringleader of these robberies, and it doesn't tend to do... We don't agree that it tends to show that he was in charge of anything in any event, but to the extent that that tends to show non-coercion, the probative value was substantially outweighed by the prejudicial effect.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ms. Perkins. And you were appointed, were you not?
Yes.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. And court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow.